The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, the Beginner's Guide, hosted by Jonathan Patrick Russell. Magic Monsters and Mayhem, the Beginner's Guide. Part 1, The Adventure. Welcome to the Magic Monsters and Mayhem Beginner's Guide, the show where we help you get familiar with the world and characters of Magic Monsters and Mayhem, or MMM for short. It all began back in the summer of 2016 when a little comedy show was released about a small band of adventurers on a quest for a magical substance called Freaky Fudge.
Despite convincing our wayward heroes that she was dying of old age and needed Freaky Fudge simply as a restorative to save her life, all was not on the up and up with Litmia. I mean, have you ever met a nice witch? Oh, you have? Well, trust me, in the land of Baronhurst and other realms like it, witches are not the nice sort, as you will soon learn.
But I sent those fools off in search of Freaky Fudge. Didn't tell them what it's really used for, of course.
What did you tell them, miss?
Just that it restores health.
What does it really do, my... everything?
Oh, you know, restores health, youth, and grants magical power to whoever ingests it. Well, as long as they're a witch, of course.
And if it's eaten by anyone who isn't a witch?
Oh, nothing good. Of course, if a mage or a wizard cooks it up and takes it down, well, let's just say they'll have one hell of a night.
In what was known as Book One, a small concept was born. It was designed to be a goofy comedy and nothing more. It was a 5-episode romp set in a world of comic fantasy adventure. It featured Rosa Dernhelm, an elven princess who had left her tribe to go out into the world seeking adventure. She was the natural leader of this small band of adventurers. Rosa is played by Deborah Adams, who Dream Realm fans will know better as Dr. Betty in the sci-fi comedy series Robots of the Company.
Dream on, pretty boy.
So, you think I'm pretty, eh?
Hardly. And old Waldo has a point. No one made you the leader of our little group. If anyone here is qualified for that position, it's me.
A woman? Leader? Ha.
Why, you thick-headed ogre!
Pete Lutz starred as Brett Gawain, a blonde-haired, muscle-bound hero who was anything but a hero. Gawain sees himself as the sturdy heroic type, but has slightly too much ego, and is just a bit too lazy and cowardly for the job. Despite all that, he sees himself as the leader of our motley crew adventurers, and is quite quickly proven wrong about that by Rosa herself.
Ah, time for a rest. This seems a good place to camp for the night.
Really? How do you deduce that?
Well, we've come to a clearing in this forest. Yonder flows a beautiful brook. It's that time of day. And besides that, I'm hungry. I thought I'd send Greybeard fishing for my supper.
Well, you can forget it.
Why, pray tell?
Because I don't like fishing. That's why. So if you want any bloody fish, you can catch them yourself, Blondie.
Dave Weaver plays Greybeard the Dwarf, the cook of the group. Despite his culinary chores, Greybeard tends to be the one who has to do much of the actual hero stuff, as well as being a bit of a smart aleck.
Oh, what a lovely spring day. Not a cloud in the sky. Just the kind of weather.
Meh. It's all right. A bit warm for my taste.
Oh, you're just miserable because you're always wearing those heavy robes.
Well, I could always take off my robes if you prefer to see my naked body.
Gods, no. Just never mind, wizard. Keep your robes on and your shriveled up body to yourself.
Jeff Niles plays Waldo Riddendorf, a mage who doesn't do all that much magic using, but primarily tags along for the hope of riches and to complain a lot.
You could go out there, Waldo. I mean, you are a mage of the First Order, right?
Well, technically that is true, yes. But...
Relax, the lot of you. Old Greybeard will be the one to go check it out. Coward.
Rounding out our little group of heroes for book one was Wayne Hayward, who played Blondo Barnfeathers, a halfling who joined the quest for Freaky Fudge mid-quest as the group's guide, as he has had a lot more experience adventuring than any of the rest of our band of adventurers.
He, in fact, could be described as grubby, smelly, and unsettling to all the senses. The little fellow is covered in dried mud, amongst other rather nasty things.
Hello there. I didn't realize anyone else was within these caves.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you. We thought you were some kind of monster.
Me? A monster? Never. Oh, no, not Blondo, horse, barn feathers.
At the beginning of book two, Blondo has taken his leave of the group to go off on some more serious treasure hunting. But who knows, he may run into his old friends sooner or later along the path. Part 2. The World of Magic Monsters and Mayhem. The world of MMM, or as it is known to its inhabitants, Terreen, is quite vast, which we will learn more and more about in Book 2, as our new quest takes our characters on a long journey throughout many regions of their world. Book 1 was set primarily in the land known as Baronhurst and its surrounding territory, whereas Book 2 will find its starting point in the southern coastal town of Terse, which is quite far from Baronhurst. The action begins in Terse, which will be featured as the basis for much of what goes on in Book 2, with two strands of characters traveling out from Terse into many other territories along the journey.
This is it! It's the old library!
Yes, but should we be in here, Lily?
Oh, Grapple, you sound like an old maid. Just stop worrying.
Well, what is he looking for anyway?
I'll know it when I find it.
Why does that make me nervous, eh?
Just relax, silly boy. Aha! Yes. I think this is it.
What is it then?
The Book of Conjuring.
The Book of... Oh, Lily and Fairhat. Now that sounds like a bad one. Maybe you better just put it back, eh?
Not on your life, Grap. This is just what I've been hoping to find.
Well, what are you going to do with it then?
Meet me after midnight near the East Side Bridge and I'll show you.
In the world of Magic Monsters and Mayhem, we find a vast array of beings, from humans to elves, and dwarves, halflings, trolls, witches, orcs, and endless other races and creatures. Many prove to be enemies, while the most unlikely may prove in fact to be friendly. The world of MMM and the town of Terse serve as a melting pot of many beings and cultures. Many diverse beings come together and live in relative peace in this rich fantasy world.
So, these be man-girls.
Troll dwarf, toad troll clad. Troll clad doubts, troll dwarf.
Shut up. Let Clad inspect man-girls.
Keep your grubby hands off me, troll.
Ho-ho! Man-girl brave! And stupid!
Watch your mouth, troll.
Man-girl show respect. This is troll leader. Troll Clad.
Tread gently, divine.
Seriously, I'm not afraid of these blasted trolls.
Man girls should be afraid of trolls. Trolls smash man girls.
Just untie me and we'll see who smashes who.
Part 3, The Dark Quest of Lillian Fairheart. The main story arc of Book 2 belongs to the young niece of Waldo Riddendorf, known as Lillian Fairheart, or Lily for short, who is played by Tanya Malevich. Lily is young, a bit naive, but determined to get to the truth surrounding the mysterious disappearance of her father, who vanished when she was but a child. Lily has grown up without parents, but looking up to her infamous Uncle Waldo, who inspired her to learn the magic arts by joining the Academy of Mages in her hometown of Terse. While at the Academy, Lily starts to hear whispers and rumors surrounding her father's mysterious disappearance, which causes her to seek the help of the so-called Dark Folk of the Underworld. This doesn't meet the approval of her betters and peers, so Lily feels compelled to exit the Academy of Mages and her hometown in order to go on a journey of discovery.
Divine, it's only you. You nearly scared the life out of me. What are you doing out here in these woods?
Tracking you.
Grapple told you I was leaving.
Oh, you know Grap. He can't keep his mouth shut. To his credit, he was worried about you.
He certainly can't keep a secret. So, have you come to bring me back?
No. I realized that if you left, you must have had a really good reason. I trust your judgment, which is why I'm coming with you.
No, Divine, that could be too much to ask. You know, this journey I'm on, it could be dangerous.
Who do you think you're talking to? Lily, this is me. I can handle any danger on your path. Besides that, we're friends. Friends help each other. And I'm not arguing with you. I'm coming with you. And that's that. End of discussion. That is, unless you want to fight me.
I'm not stupid. You'd snap me like a twig.
You bet I would. So don't make me have to, huh?
All right. You can come along.
Joining Lily on her quest are two friends she grew up with, Divine Catflame, Lily's best friend, the headstrong tomboy who sees herself as a bit of a soldier, and whose goal it is to join the city guard, and Grapple Denari, who is a street urchin who was taken in by the Academy as a general dog's body and unpaid servant and assistant to the Academy's caretaker, Danth. Both youths disapprove of Lily's choices, but would follow her to the ends of the world to help her in her efforts and keep her safe. Lily's actions greatly concern the Academy and the Council of Mages, a group of old men who are more or less the governing body of Terse and its surrounding province, who then send for Waldo Riddendorf, in the hope that he may go on a quest to track down Lily, bring her back to face the consequences of her actions.
If you think you've been summoned here to drink tea and cakes, you're even more out of touch with the ways of this institution than I had imagined. I didn't bring you here for social niceties.
Well then, forgive me, but what have you brought me here for?
Believe me, if it was solely up to me, you wouldn't be here right now. But the decision was taken out of my hands, essentially. This action was taken up by the majority of magic savers, to include you, of all people. And it was felt, by the others, I might add, that you were our best hope. Because, you see, our problem is Lillian Fairheart.
Lily?
Yes. Are you surprised to hear that name?
My dear niece, what has become of her?
She was the top of her class before she abandoned her studies.
Abandoned, you say?
Yes. She started behaving strangely those last days she spent here. Not her usual enthusiastic self. She had such a good aptitude for magic and for her studies. I was sure she'd finish the top of her class this year. But then she left, suddenly, in the dark of night.
Just like that?
Without a pie or leave.
Although reluctant at first, Waldo can see that Lily is on a dangerous path. So he agrees to go after Lily by enlisting the help of his old band of adventurers to assist him in his quest to track down his wayward niece. And so, our adventure for Book 2 begins.
Wake up, Grandpa.
Who is that?
The name's Zoe. Zoe Underhill. I was told to wake you up and accompany you out into town. You can't stay here any longer, old man.
The name is Waldo Riddendorf, not old man.
Whatever you say, Grandpa.
I am not your grandpa. nor would I like to be.
That's so nice of you to say. Come on, old-timer. We gotta go.
We?
Yes, you and me. We have to get out of this stable and out into the city streets. I was told by the Archbishop that I was to escort you out of here and help you with whatever it is that you're going to do.
Oh.
Part 4, A Change in Direction. Book 2 marks a major change in direction for this series. While Book 1 shows MMM as mainly a farce, Book 2 re-establishes the series as a more serious, serialized dramatic adventure, which will feature a main story arc, as well as various smaller character arcs. Yes, there will still be humor within the series, but there will also be great drama, exciting adventure, romance, and even political intrigue. Which brings us to Lady Natilda Fortigue, the regional, or provincial, governess. Lady Natilda governs over the town of Terse and the surrounding lands alongside the Council of Mages on behalf of Emperor Layton. Natilda is more than a little bit crackers, but sees herself as completely sane and as the good guy. She has a somewhat shaky relationship with the Council of Mages, to say the least, and feels she alone should be in charge. Natilda clearly pulls Fentham's strings and makes him very nervous indeed.
I'll ask again. Why involve the dried up old mage?
Well, firstly, that was the council's decision, not mine.
Oh, that bloody council. I knew I should have had it disbanded the moment I took office. And by disbanded, of course, I mean beheaded. So, you were about to explain yourself?
Oh, well, why do you think they chose to involve Riddendorf?
Well, I don't know. I mean, no, that's why I'm asking you.
It was felt by the council that, well, we may need someone to take the fall for all of this.
Oh, I see. And the old fool is the perfect stooge, as it were. Oh, how yummy!
This is hardly a laughing matter, Nat!
Oh, such familiarity. Imagine calling me Nat, as if we were close bosom chums or something.
Please try and take this seriously. You're the provincial governess, after all.
Well, that's Lady Natilda to you, Fentham. And I do know what position I hold within this province. I don't need reminding of my duties by the likes of you. And furthermore, you'd better not mess this up. Otherwise, it's your head on the chopping block, not mine.
The world of MMM will be populated by a vast array of developing characters and takes a closer look at the lives of not only our returning band of heroes, but many new fascinating characters that we will meet along the way, which will establish Magic Monsters and Mayhem as a much more serious character study, featuring deeper character-driven storytelling, which will feature characters from all walks of life that we will come to care for as we follow them throughout their extraordinary lives within this much more complex narrative. Stay tuned as we take you on a journey through these people's lives, touching your heart and soul as we attempt to make you laugh and cry, and take you through the entire range of emotions during this roller coaster of a ride through our vast fantasy world, which may not always seem so different from our own, as we meet and get to know characters that we can all relate to in some way or another. Yes, join us as we create a world we can all connect to and care about, with characters we will fall in love with, and some we may not like so much. We will meet wonderful heroes, dastardly villains, and some who are just ordinary people caught up in extraordinary events. Come with us as we take you on a journey into the vast fantasy world of Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem. Coming up on Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem.
Are you the daughter of Krell of Atonya?
Yes, I am the daughter of Krell Fairheart.
And you seek knowledge.
Yes. What is it that you want from me?
Not from you, girl. But from your realm. An item. A very particular item.
Wait. First, I need to know if I can trust you. And for that, you need to answer one question for me. If you know the answer.
Save your breath. I know what you seek.
You do?
Of course. It's about your father, isn't it?
Yes, but how did you...
I know the answer to your question.
You have been listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, The Beginner's Guide, with your host, Jonathan Patrick Russell. The music used in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor, sound designer, script editor, writer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening to our program. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM Feedback. Our story, The Dark Path of Lillian Fairheart, will begin in Chapter 1, coming soon and found at dreamrealmsite.com. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. You will find links to all our social media outlets at dreamrealmsite.com. We hope you will join us there for all our amazing programming.
This program is copyright 2018, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.